From the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, I say good afternoon, or good evening, I guess. It's been one of those afternoons where we've been running around outside taking care of Great Plains Athletic Conference soccer this afternoon in the wind and the cold. This evening, we head indoors to the DeWitt Gymnasium and the climate-controlled DeWitt Gymnasium as the Defenders take on the Briarcliff Chargers in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside here at the DeWitt. Briarcliff comes into tonight's contest with a 16-10 overall mark. They are 5-6 in the GPAC. The Chargers had a three-match winning streak stopped on October 19 when they lost to Midland 3-1. For the Defenders, they're 17-5 overall, 8-3 in the conference. Dort College had a six-match winning streak snapped with a loss to Hastings on Saturday. Let's take a closer look then at this Briarcliff team. First of all, the Chargers are averaging a little over 13 kills per contest. They get to 15.3 digs per outing. They earn 1.8 blocks and 1.3 service aces per set. Opponents average 1.8 blocks against them and hit for a 142 kill efficiency. Monica Boating is good for 4 kills per outing with 23 service aces, and she averages 3.06 digs per set. Jenna Berg is good for 2.46 kills, and Jenny Semprini 2.57. Brooke McGuire averages 1.86 kills, and she has 19 service aces. Aaron Frank is the setter and has a 10.8 assist average to go with 2.4 digs. Dort College is averaging 13.17 kills per contest with a 2.95 kill efficiency. The Defenders register 2.09 points per set on blocks and 1.4 points on service aces, and they're getting to 15.6 digs per outing. Brooke Walterstorff leads the balanced Dort College offensive attack with an average of 3.1 kills and a 2.97 kill efficiency. She also gets to 2.56 digs and has 23 ace serves this season. Lindsay Flohn's kill average is up to 2.84, and she has a kill efficiency of 4.09 with 1.02 blocks per outing. Jenna Horstman is good for 2.78 kills and a 2.97 kill efficiency. Elizabeth Keel adds 1.56 kills with a 2.86 hitting percentage. Megan Krausman is at 1.87, and she gets to 1.35 digs. Kayla Gasink is putting up 10.34 assists per set, has a 1.1 kill average. She gets to 2.43 digs and has 11 ace serves. Kayla Brookice tops the team in digs with 4.96 per outing, and she has 20 ace serves. Jocelyn Bausma has 20 ace serves this season with 1.76 digs. Selene Hahn has a team-high 29 ace serves. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be pausing for a moment to have our national anthem, and while we do that, we will send it back to the KDCR studios. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on this Tuesday evening. Let's take a look at the players you'll be hearing about for both teams. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, Kayla Gasink is a junior from Sioux Center. She averages a team-high 10.3 assists per contest. She is the setter for the Defenders, 2.4 digs, 1.1 kills. She's hitting for over 400 kill efficiency. Lindsay Flohn averages 2.8 kills per contest, 1.02 blocks. She has a 4.09 kill efficiency. Kayla Brookice averages 4.96 digs. She also has 28 serves this season. She is a senior from Edgerton, Minnesota. Jocelyn Bausma averages 1.76 digs per outing. She has 28 serves this season. She is a senior from Sheldon. Siri Nelson is a junior from Sioux Falls. She has 12 ace serves this year. Jenna Horstman averages 2.8 kills per contest. She is a sophomore outside hitter from Pella, Iowa. Brooke Walterstorff is a freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 3.1 kills, 2.6 digs, and she has 23 ace serves. Megan Krausman averages 4.4 digs, 1.9 kills. She is a sophomore from Grundy Center, Iowa. Selene Hahn has a team-high 29 ace serves. She is a sophomore defensive specialist. She is from Tinley Park, Illinois. And Elizabeth Keel averages 1.6 kills per outing. She is a freshman from Orange City, Iowa. Dort College is coached by Chad Hansen. For the Briarcliff Chargers, Amy Frank is a back row specialist, averaging 3.9 digs per outing. Erin Frank is a setter. She is averaging 10.8 assists and 2.4 digs. Monica Boating is the go-to player for the Briarcliff Chargers, averaging 4 kills and 3.1 digs. She also has 23 ace serves. Brooke McGuire has 19 ace serves, and she averages 1.9 kills per outing. Rachel Harrell is averaging 1.9 digs per outing. Rhian Nogelmeyer is averaging 1.8 kills. Jenny Semprini, 2.6 kills. And Jenna Berg, 2.5 kills per outing. Briarcliff lost to Midland on Saturday, three sets to one, 25-14, 23-25, 25-20, and 25-21. Boating had a match-high 18 kills and had 50 total swings. Frank put up 37 assists. Amy Frank led the team with 15 digs. York College had a struggle with Hastings on Saturday, lost a 25-22, 25-22, 25-19 decision. Brooke Walterstorff had 9 kills. Lindsay Flohn had 8. Kayla Gasing put up 25 assists. Kayla Burkeis had 19 digs in the loss. York College was limited to 37 kills and committed 20 attack errors in the loss and allowed 4 service aces. York College is 34-5 in the series with Briarcliff and won the September 14 matchup 25-15, 21-25, 25-21, and 25-21. The defenders got 15 kills from Walterstorff and Horstman, and Krausman added 11 kills. Gasing put up 44 assists, and Brookeis had 31 digs. Boating put down 19 kills and had 68 swings total. Aaron Frank had 38 assists, while Amy Frank got to 21 digs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We have had the introductions of the starting lineups. And we are just about set for volleyball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Fedor College looking to back on the winning track, as is Briarcliff. Fedor College, a disappointing loss to Hastings. It didn't affect Fedor College in terms of their conference rating, which was submitted on Monday. They are still the number three team coming out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. When you go into consideration for the NAIA National Poll, it did affect the Dort College defenders in terms of the National Poll standing, where they had worked their way up to number 15 in the country. They fell to number 18 this week. Hastings is just outside the poll. They are actually at number 27, if you counted out that far there in the receiving votes category. Siri Nelson serve taken by Briarcliff. Chargers on the attack. Dug by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing set it up middle to Flohn. Pushed over the net by Briarcliff. Dort College attacking. Set goes to Walterstorff. Goes cross court. Nearly an overpass. And it is an overpass. And putting it away is Lindsay Flohn. Lindsay Flohn with the kill. And the Dort College defenders are on the board first. 1-0. So Dort College takes the early lead. Siri Nelson with service. Nelson serve, a floater, taken middle back by Frank. Controlled by Briarcliff, Chargers attack over the top of the block. Controlled by Briarcliff, and Briarcliff gets the swing and the kill. Bausma had her hands on it, but the kill goes to Monica Boating. Boating with the kill, and you'll be hearing her name a lot this evening if you tune in for any amount of time at all. Serve taken by Nelson, controlled by Dort College. Now they have to push it over free ball. Here comes Briarcliff attacking. Set goes to the middle, and the kill out of the middle for Brianne Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer with the kill, and Briarcliff leads it 2-1. Nogelmeyer with the kill. Serving for Briarcliff is Nogelmeyer, taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Brookeis. Brookeis sets it outside Walterstorff. Walterstorff blocked at the net. Here comes Dort College again. Set right side, Flohn. Flohn over top of the block, controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attack. Set goes right side, and a kill from the right side by Jenna Berg. Berg with the kill, and Briarcliff leads it 3-1. 3-1 our score. Briarcliff with service. Boating to serve it up. Boating serve, taken by Nelson. Controlled, then no. Having to help it over is Gasing. Here comes Briarcliff after they recovered. Set goes outside, and hitting it long and out of bounds is Rochelle Harrell. So Dort College gets the point back on the attack error by Harrell. And the Dort College defenders have service. Short serve taken by Hahn, controlled by Briarcliff, and that'll go as an ace serve. An ace serve for Hahn. So Selene Hahn with her first ace serve of the night unofficially. Selene Hahn with service. Controlled by Briarcliff. Short serve controlled by the Chargers. Set goes outside. Over the top of the block was the swing by Harrell. Dort College attacking. Horstman. Horstman off high hands kill. Horstman, up until Saturday, as hot as you could get in terms of her play at the net. She, along with everyone else, it seems, struggled on Saturday. Served to the back line by Hahn. It's long and out of bounds. Point Briarcliff, and we're tied up 4-4. So a service error by the sophomore from the Chicago, Illinois area. She checks out of the contest, as does Lindsay Flohn. The attackers for the defenders now, Walterstorff, Horstman, and Gasing is setting out of the front row. Set goes over to Walt. Walt with a kill. Well, that's what Door College needs to do a little more of, limit the opponent's strings, and that time they're able to sufficiently end the string of points with the kill by Walterstorff on the slide to the right. Gasink with service. Gasink, low hard serve, controlled by the Chargers. Set goes outside, swing, and a kill for Rachelle Harrell. Tied up 5-5. So 5-5 our score. Serving for the Chargers will be Lauren Rossi. Rossi with service. And Rossi's serve is short, controlled by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasing, comes outside to Horseman. Horseman with a swing and the kill. Jenna Horseman with a kill, her second kill of the night. And the Door College defenders lead at 6-5. 6-5 our score, Walterstorff with service. Walterstorff lines up the jump serve, controlled by Frank, gets it over to Frank, set goes outside, Harrell. Harrell blocked at the net point, Door College. Horseman gets the block up on Rochelle Harrell. So Horseman registers the solo block. Door College leads 7-5. Walterstorff has service. Walterstorff short serve, controlled by Briarcliff and Rossi. Set goes back row, Nogelmeyer. Boating blocked at the net point, Door College. So a block put up by the defenders. Door College leads it 8-5. 8-5 our score, serving is Walterstorff. And the Walterstorff serve is long and out of bounds point, Briarcliff. So Walterstorff with the service error. Her jump serve was just long by a foot or so. And serving now for the Chargers will be Harrell. That means Boating is back in the front row for the Chargers. She'll swing from the outside. Chargers with service. Short serve, take it by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman attacking out of the middle, and that's something new. Move Krausman to the middle. Give her a little bit of confidence here early on. Megan Krausman with the kill, her first. Serving is Brookice. Door College with a 9-6 advantage. Taken by the Chargers. Set goes outside Boating, and we've got a double contact called on Aaron Frank. Aaron Frank called for the set error. So a set error called on Frank. Short serve controlled by the Chargers. Frank throws it backside and a kill on the slide to Brooke McGuire. McGuire with a kill. Door College leads 10-7. Well, Door College, a little bit of breathing room. Now here is what we talk about. You've got to limit the opponent's runs. Let's see if Door College can get a side out quickly. Serving for the Chargers is Brooke McGuire. Taken by Walterstorff, an overpass. Picking it for the moment was Flown, unable to do so, though. And the kill out of the middle for Briarcliff's Brianne Nogelmeyer on the overpass. Nogelmeyer with the overpass, putting away the overpass. Chargers have service. Walterstorff's pass taken by Krausman. Gets it up to the net. Pushed over the net by Flown. Here comes Briarcliff. Nogelmeyer off of the block. Controlled by Briarcliff. They'll reload. Boating off of the block. Saved by Gasing. Controlled by the defenders and Keel. Keel and Flown end up running into each other. So a contact error called on the Door College defenders. Ball handling error that'll go against Elizabeth Keel. And the Door College defenders lead 10-9. Serve is long and out of bounds point, Door College. So a service error by Brooke McGuire. And the Door College defenders lead it 11-9. 11-9 our score. Serving is Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma's short serve controlled by the Chargers. Briarcliff attacking. Outside Boating. Boating off high hands kill. Boating with the kill, and Monica Boating averaging 4 kills per contest. She's got 2 right now, and the defender lead is 11-10. Serving for the Chargers is Aaron Frank. Frank is the setter, so that means there are 3 attackers in the front row for Briarcliff. Gasing throws it outside Krausman. Krausman off high hands and the kill. Megan Krausman with the kill. They threw it up high to her on the outside, and Krausman puts it away off the block as it got tooled off of the block out of bounds. Serving for Door College is Siri Nelson. Door College leads 12-10, one rotation around. Nelson serve, controlled by Frank, gets it over to Aaron Frank. Sets go right side to Boating, unable to put it down. Door College attacking, tough angle for Walterstorff, got it over. Now a pancake save for Nelson, and Door College unable to do anything with it. So a tip and a kill for Briarcliff. They trail 12-11. Serving for the Chargers is Monica Boating. Boating serve. She hits a home run, very nearly clearing the baseline of the basketball floor. Goes out of bounds, point Door College. So Boating with the service error. This is where Door College made a little run early in the contest. Got a little breathing room. They lead 13-11 right now. Serve taken by Briarcliff. Set goes right side off the block. Controlled by Bausma. Got it over to Gaysink. Throws it back over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman with the kill. Jenna Horstman with her third kill already tonight. That's her average per set. 14-11, North College by three. Hahn serve controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer out of the middle and the kill. Her third. Both teams like the quicker pace if they can get into their offensive set. Briarcliff has service. Amy Frank, serve controlled by Gaysink, dumps it and kills it. Kayla Gaysink with her first kill. Dort College leads 15-12. 15-12, Dort College in front, serving is Kayla Gaysink. That means you've got Kiel, Horstman, and Waltersdorf in the front row. Brooke Ice and Krausman, along with Gaysink, are in the back row. Set goes to the middle, off speed, and the kill for Brooke McGuire. McGuire with the kill. Dort College leads 15-13. Serving for the defenders is Lauren Rossi. Rossi's serve to the back line, taken by Krausman, overhand, controlled by Gaysink, gets it outside Horstman. Horstman off the block, controlled by Briarcliff. No, up and over. Dort College with a chance. Gaysink back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, quick attack, unable to put it away. Here comes Briarcliff back the other way, and a kill for Rachelle Harrell. Harrell with the kill, and the defenders lead 15-14. Rossi serve coming. And Rossi's serve is short. Taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Throws it outside to Horstman. Horstman off the block and the kill. Horstman with the kill. She's got four now unofficially, and the North College lead is 16-14. Serving is Waltersdorf, controlled by Briarcliff. Dumped over by Frank, saved by Krausman. Overpass and a kill put down by Brooke McGuire on the continue. McGuire with her third kill. And the North College lead is 1-16-15. North College unable to shake Briarcliff thus far. Serving for the Chargers will be number 21, Rochelle Harrell. Harrell's serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back middle to Kiel. Kiel with a swing controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers throw it over. Free ball, North College. Waltersdorf, Gaysink. Gaysink outside Krausman. Krausman off high hands. An overpass. Krausman again with a swing controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack now. That's Boating. Boating hits it long and out of bounds. Point. Briarcliff, pardon me, point, Dort College. 17-15, Dort College leading. Boating with the attack error. Briarcliff's head coach wanted a touch at the net on Dort College. Now Dort College scrambling. They'll have to throw it over. That's Waltersdorf with a roll shot and the kill. Waltersdorf, right place, right time, and that's the player you want taking that attack from behind the 10-foot line with the roll shot. Dort College leads 18-15. Brookice serve, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking, blocked at the net, controlled by the Chargers again. A roll shot this time by Brooke McGuire. Dort College attacks, right side Kiel. Kiel off speed, controlled by Briarcliff. Overpass, joust, fought for, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers again, Boating blocked at the net, controlled by the Chargers. Boating another swing, this time a power tip and a kill. Boating with the power tip. She goes line with it. Monica Boating with her third kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 18-16. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Brooke McGuire with serve. Controlled by Krausman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Flohn. Flohn with a kill. The slide. Flohn puts it away. Lindsay Flohn with her second kill unofficially. Dort College leads at 19-16. Serving is Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma has service. And Jocelyn serve to the back line. Taken by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Set Boating. Boating through the block. Controlled by Bausma. Got it over to Waltersdorf. She bumps it up to Krausman. Krausman with a swing. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Boating. Boating unable to put it away. Waltersdorf keeps it in play after the save by Bausma. Over the net by Flohn. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Nogelmeyer off of the block. And a player in the net for Dort College. They say Krausman was in the net. So Nogelmeyer will get credit for the kill, the block error by the defenders. Nogelmeyer will get credit for that kill. Here comes Briarcliff back the other way. Aaron Frank. Frank's serve is wide and out of bounds. Dort College leads. Dort College leads 20-17. Again, neither team has used a timeout. Let's see who is the first to blink. Serving is Nelson, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Set goes outside, and it's tipped over the net and out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. Point Dort College, and the defenders lead 21-17. And this might be a good spot for a timeout. No timeout yet, though. 21-17. An attack here by the Chargers, putting Dort College up by four. Briarcliff attacking. Frank sets Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer with a kill. Nogelmeyer with the kill for Brianne Nogelmeyer. That's her fifth unofficially. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Jump serve by Boating, controlled by Dort College. Gasing gets it over to Walthersdorf. That's shooting fish in a barrel. Walthersdorf goes up unblocked. Can't afford that if you're defending Dort College. And the Briarcliff Chargers, again, electing to go without the timeout here to try and slow the momentum down. Controlled by Briarcliff. Gasing gets called for a double contact. Well, they say Gasing touched it on the net and then came back off and hit it again, so they're going to call a double on her. That'll be an attack error on Gasing, and now an ace serve for Briarcliff, and they've crept back to within 22-20. And Dort College is going to call a timeout. Come out on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading 22-20. Frank with service. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to kill it, controlled by Briarcliff. Here comes the Chargers. Dug by Brookice on the attack by Harold. Dort College outside, Horseman blocked at the net. Saved by Bausma, kept it in play, passed over the net by Brookice, controlled by the Chargers. They'll throw it outside, and the swing down the line is out of bounds by Rachel Harrell. Point Dort College. Dort College leads it 23-20. Harrell with the attack error as she tried to go line, and the defenders lead it 23-20. Serving for the defenders will be Gasing. Gasing serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Here come the Chargers. Set goes outside. Blocked at the net. The attack by Harold. Dort College reloads on the block. And a swing and a kill as it dances on the tape and falls over for McGuire. McGuire with the kill. Dort College leads it 23-21. Serving for the Chargers is Lauren Rossi. Rossi's serve is a floater and out of bounds. Point Dort College. So a service error by Rossi. Dort College up 24-21. Serving is Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf serve controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Set goes outside. Big swing. And a kill for the Chargers in Rochelle Harrell. Well, now if you're Dort College, you just simply have to get a side out. Get a clean pass and open up some options for your setter. Serving for the Chargers is Harrell. Taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. Comes back right side to Horseman, off high hands, controlled by the Chargers. They'll attack, set Boating. Boating off high hands. Taken by Walthersdorf, gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside to Krausman. Krausman with a kill. Megan Krausman attacking from the outside as Gasing threw it from the opposite side to the pin. And Krausman was able to go up and put it away. Dort College wins set 125-22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders take set one by a final score of 25-22. Dort College led. As I take a look at our stat sheet, by Brooke Walterstorff and Megan Krausman with 3 kills apiece, and Jenna Horseman had 4 kills. Dort College hitting .464 for set number one. Briarcliff led by Brianne Nogelmeyer with 5 kills, 4 kills for Brooke McGuire, and 3 each for Rochelle Harrell and Monica Boating. Aaron Frank, 14 assists for the Chargers. Dort College, 11 assists for Kayla Gasing. Diggs, Jocelyn Bausma with 4. For the Chargers, Amy Frank has 5. Dort College got 2 points off of blocks. Briarcliff got 1 point off a service ace in set number one. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Serving for the Chargers will be Aaron Frank. Frank's serve is long and out of bounds. Point Dort College, and the defenders are off to a 1-0 lead. So the service is long. Dort College taking advantage of the serving error. Dort College did not have an attack error in set number one. Briarcliff attacking out of the middle, tipped over the top of the block, and the kill out of the middle for Jenna Berg. Jenna Berg with the kill, with her second unofficially. Ties it up at 1-1. 1-1 our score, serving for the Chargers. Is Boating, controlled by Dort College. Gasing throws it outside Horseman. Horseman with a swing, dug up and over by Boating, controlled by the defenders. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, line kill. Walterstorff with the kill. Brooke has her fourth, and the Dort College defender lead is 2-1. Dort College leads in the match 1-0. Serving for the defenders will be Kayla Gasing. Gasing serve into the net. We're tied up 2-2. 2-2 our score on the service error by Gasing. Second tie of set number two. Brooke Ice, Gasing, Gasing, Walt, Walt, into the tape. And an attack error by Walterstorff. And Briarcliff leads 3-2. First attack error by the defenders. Served down the line, taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing, shoots it outside to Horseman. They load up on the block that time. Horseman gets snuffed out at the net. Pushed over the net by Walterstorff, controlled by Briarcliff. Attack, off high hands, and Walterstorff tries to dump it back over, and she's going to have an attack error again. And the Dort College defenders trail 4-2. 4-2 our score, serving for Briarcliff is Amy Frank, the libero. Frank serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing, goes to her knees to make the play. Horseman with a kill. Horseman with the kill. For Jenna, that's number 5 unofficially. And the Dort College defenders trail 4-3. Serving is Brooke Walterstorff. Her floater controlled by the Chargers. One-handed set and a kill for Brooke McGuire. The set by Aaron Frank. So McGuire with the kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 5-3. Serving for the Chargers is Rossi. Rossi with service. Down the line, taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Keel with the kill. For Elizabeth Keel, that's number 1 tonight. Dort College has not gone to her much this evening. Brooke Ice serve, controlled by the Chargers. Set goes outside. Off high hands and the kill for Harrell. Harrell with 5 kills. Well, Briarcliff trying to be a little more diversified here this evening. Boating has gotten the majority of the sets this season, and again this past Saturday, she had 50 swings, a disproportionately high number. That one's off high hands and the kill. Krausman with the kill. Megan Krausman registers her 3rd kill tonight, and the defenders trail 6-5. 6-5 our score, serving is Jocelyn Bausma. Bausman, the senior from Sheldon, controlled by Briarcliff. They'll set it left side. Boating, blocked at the net. Point Door College putting the block up. Gaysink and Flown. So a block for Gaysink and Flown. Serving for the defenders is Bausman. Jump serve. Nearly an ace. Briarcliff able to recover. Here's a set over to Boating. Off speed and the kill. Boating with the kill. And for Monica Boating, that's number four tonight. Serving for the Chargers will be Brooke McGuire. McGuire serves sideline. Take it by Bausma. Comes back over to Flown. Flown with a kill. Flown with the kill. And for Lindsay, that's number three unofficially. North College ties it up 7-7. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. Nelson serve, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers shoot it outside to Boating. Boating with a swing and the kill. Boating with the kill, and for Monica Boating, she's got five, so her kills starting to accumulate. Briarcliff has four players with five kills unofficially. They've gotten the majority of their points off of kills tonight. Dort College not getting helped out by a lot of Dort College errors. Pushed over the net by Flown. Now a hit long and out of bounds by Briarcliff and Boating. And the Dort College defenders tied up on the garbage point. Dort College was caught out of position as they pushed it over from the floor. One of the players from her knees was able to send it over. And then Boating saw the opportunity to put it away and hit it long. Boating with the swing cross court. Helped over by Bausma, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack again. Set goes middle, Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer with a kill. Nogelmeyer with the kill. She's got six, and the Dort College defenders trail 9-8. Serving is Boating. Boating with a jump serve. Taken by Brookeis. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a swing and the kill. 9-9, our score as Waltersdorf puts it away on the slide to the right. She's got five unofficially. Dort College has tied it up at 9-9. This is the fifth tie of this set already. Briarcliff attacking. Set goes outside off the tape, and hitting it onto the sideline for the kill is Rochelle Harrell. Harrell with the kill. Amy Frank with service. Frank serve taken by Krausman. Gets it to Gaysink. Comes back over to Waltersdorf, and that's into the net. So an attack error by the defenders. Point Briarcliff, Chargers lead 11-9. Serving is Amy Frank. Frank serve taken middle back by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Keel. Keel off the slide. Unable to put it away. Here comes Briarcliff. Set goes left side. And hitting it to the back line for the kill is Harrell. She's got seven, and Briarcliff is on a bit of a roll here. They lead 12-9. They've scored four of the last 5 points, and Dort College needs a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. 12-9, our score. Briarcliff leading by three, trying to tie the match up at one set apiece. Dort College one set, 125-22. Dort College used a timeout moments ago. Outside it goes Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Horseman comes through with a kill, her sixth. Dort College trails 12-10. 12-10, our score. Serving for the defenders is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf jump serve to the back line, taken by Briarcliff. Chargers attack off of the block, controlled by Gaysink. Got it over to Waltersdorf. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a swing. Briarcliff attacking. Set goes right side, and a kill from the right side by Jenna Berg. Berg with her third kill. In the process, Kayla Brookeis ran out of her shoe. Momentary pause as she gets that taken care of. 13-10, Dort College by three. Chargers attack on the service, taken by Krausman. Gaysink backside. Horseman through the block and the kill. Horseman goes up, shoots it through the block. Dort College leads, trails 13-11. Short serve controlled by the Chargers. Set goes outside Harrell. Harrell with a swing and the kill. Harrell with the kill. And Rochelle Harrell with the kill. Her eighth unofficially. Briarcliff getting a ton of production out of their outsides. Briarcliff leading 14-11. Gaysink comes back over to Flown, blocked at the net, point Briarcliff. Lindor College used a timeout at 13-10. They trail now 15-11. Serving for the Chargers is Rochelle Harrell. Controlled by the defenders. Gaysink comes back over to Keel. Keel with a swing, controlled by Briarcliff. Boating with the roll shot, controlled by Waltersdorf. Gaysink, Flown. Flown with a kill. Flown with the kill, and for Lindsey Flown, that's number four tonight. Dort College trails 15-12. Serving is Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma, serve controlled by the Chargers. Set goes left side, and cutting it down the line is Boating. Boating hits it wide and out of bounds. So Boating on the attack error. Point Dort College down by two. Jocelyn Bausma with service on the way, controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking over the block, saved by Brookhouse. Gets it over to Gaysink, comes back right side on the slide to Flown, overpass Gaysink. Gaysink puts it away. Gaysink puts the kill down on the overpass, her second. The Dort College is trying to tie it up at 15-14 here on the serve by Bausma. Bausma with service. Knuckleball taken by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Throw it outside. Boating. Boating off high hand. Saved by Bausma. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes outside to Krausman. Roll shot. Krausman with the roll shot and the kill. We're tied up 15-all. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. We're deadlocked at 15-15. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelbert, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Served by Bausma, controlled by Briarcliff. Set goes outside Boating. Boating blocked at the net, and it's up and over and out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff as Amy Frank came to cover on the block. And the Dort College defenders get a point on the block. They lead 16-15. Dort College with their first lead since the early going. Serving is Bausma. Bullet taken middle back by Briarcliff. Set outside Boating. Boating off of the block. Saved by Briarcliff. They cover it. Back to Boating. Boating with another swing. Again, she's blocked. Briarcliff covers it again. Passed over the net. Free ball by Boating. Controlled by Krausman. Gaysink. Gaysink. Quick attack. Flown. Flown. Kill. Briarcliff has surrendered 6 points in a row to the defenders. Dort College led at one. Was down 15-11. They've gone up now 17-15. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, jump serve, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack, set Boating. Boating, off high hands, attacking out of the middle, the kill. Boating with the kill, and for Monica Boating, that is her sixth. Well, when Briarcliff and the chips go down, they will go to Boating as much as possible. Serve is wide and out of bounds by Briarcliff and Brooke McGuire, Point Dort College. So a service error by Briarcliff and McGuire. Served by the defenders, taken by the Chargers. Set outside Boating. Boating off the block, controlled by Nelson. Gaysink shoots it outside Waltersdorf. Down the line, hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Briarcliff. Waltersdorf with the attack error. Point Dort College. Defenders trail 18-17 as they surrender the point. Jump serve taken by Dort College and Nelson. Gaysink comes back over to Waltersdorf. Off speed. Controlled by Briarcliff. Nogelmeyer bump set over to Boating. Boating off high hands. Overpass. Controlled by Briarcliff after Nelson dug it up. Set right side off the block again. Nelson gets to it again. Gaysink back to Flown. Flown blocked at the net. Brookice pushes it over and Dort College gets a garbage point. Brookice will get to it for the kill. Brookice gets the garbage point. You got to give a kill to somebody. You got a point. You got to award it somehow. North College leads 19-17. Slane Hahn served down the line. Taken by Briar Cliff. Chargers attack. Boating. Boating with the swing. Hits it long and out of bounds. Point North College. 20-17. Boating with the attack error. North College leading by three. Briar Cliff was up at one point, 15-11 in this set. Short serve taken by the Chargers. Set goes to the middle. Nogelmeyer. An attack error by Nogelmeyer. And that might be more of a setting error on Aaron Frank. As it is, North College leads 21-17. And the Chargers need a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 21-17, our score. North College leading by four. Set number two trying to go up in the match. 2-0. Serving is Selene Hahn for the defenders. Hahn serve taken by Frank. Gets it over to Frank. Frank out of the middle to Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer with a kill. That is the libero Amy Frank to the center Aaron Frank, and Nogelmeyer puts it away. Nogelmeyer now with seven kills. North College leading 21-18. Serving is Boating. Taken by Nelson. Got it cleanly over to Gasing. Gasing to Walthersdorf. Blocked at the net. North College ran a special play after that timeout. And gets blocked. North College leads 21-19. Briar Cliff trying to stage a comeback late. Boating serve. Taken by Nelson. Got it to Gasing. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the kill. Not much you can do about that when it's timed out correctly. And Walthersdorf salts it away. She's got six, does the freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa. Serving is Gasing. Gasing, knuckleball taken by Boating. Bump set left side. It goes to Harrell. Harrell off high hands. Controlled by Brookice. Got it over to Gasing. Set right side. Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with her second kill of the set and the match for that matter. North College leads 23-19. 23-19, our score. Serve controlled by Briar Cliff. Chargers attacking, blocked at the net. Briar Cliff still scrambling and putting the block up was Horstman on Jenna Berg. And now the North College defenders are serving for the set and a 2-0 lead. Serving again will be Kayla Gasing. Gasing serve on the way. Floater controlled by Briar Cliff. Chargers attack, set left side Harrell through the block, controlled by the defenders. And Horstman's going to be called for the illegal contact. Get out of your comfort zone. And that time, Jenna Horstman had to try and set one up. She's going to be called for a ball handling error. Horstman called for the error. Here comes Briar Cliff with service. This is Amy Frank's serve. Taken by Walthersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it outside. Horstman. Horstman swings it to the line. And the kill. 25-20, our score. Horstman with the kill. And the North College defenders take set number two by a final score of 25-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll take a bit of an extended break here in between sets two and three. Back with more after this. Too many buttons, that's what I have here. North College wins set two, 25-20. So they lead in the match 2-0 through two sets. North College hitting for a 404 kill efficiency. Briar Cliff, 246. North College, five attack errors in set number two. North College led by Jenna Horstman's eight kills unofficially, or now officially, I should say. Brooke Walthersdorf has six. Lindsey Flohn has five. For the Briar Cliff Chargers, seven each for Rachelle Harrell and Brianne Nogelmeyer, six for Monica Boating on 26 swings. 27 assists for Aaron Frank, 25 for Kayla Gasing. Dig totals, Jocelyn Bausma with 5, 4 each for Kayla Gasing, Kayla Brookice, and Siri Nelson. For the Briar Cliff Chargers, 8 for Amy Frank, and 4 for Monica Boating. Briar Cliff with 2 blocks as a team, North College with 4. North College leads in the match, 2-0. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Earlier today, the North College women's and men's soccer teams lost a pair to Northwestern. 1-0 the score in the women's contest, 2-0 the score in the men's contest. North College soccer teams on the road this weekend as they resume play in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And also coming up this weekend, the Door College cross country team will be at the Yankton, or the Mount Marty Invite in Yankton, South Dakota. Door College football is hosting Northwestern. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff here in Sioux Center. It's also senior day this Saturday afternoon at the DeWitt Gymnasium, as the defenders will be taking on the Concordia Bulldogs. That's a 3:30 start time for the junior varsity and a 5 o'clock start time for the varsity. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt Gymnasium, set number 3, right after this. To set number 3 we go. The Door College defenders leading 2-0. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. Reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. An attack out of the middle for the Briarcliff Chargers, and the kill for Brianne Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer with her eighth kill. And the Door College defenders lead a trail 1-0. Set number 3. Briarcliff with service. This is Boating. Taken by Bruckheis. Got it over to Gaysink. Thrown over the net by Flohn. Controlled by the Chargers. Set goes right side, and a kill for Jenna Berg. Berg with 4 kills. Berg with the kill. And the Door College defenders trail 2-0. Serve is taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Flohn. Flohn swing. Dug by Gaysink. And the controlled by Briarcliff now. Chargers attacking. Set goes outside and blocked at the net. The Chargers. Chargers will scramble. They'll get it over. Boating. Gaysink. To Bausma. Bausma to Gaysink. Gaysink the swing by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with a kill. She's got 7. Walthersdorf with the kill. Door College trails 2-1 in set number 3. Serving for the defenders will be Selene Hahn. Got one ace serve so far for either team. Briarcliff attacking off high hands. Gaysink gets it over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Horstman. Horstman cuts it inside the block, but it's out of bounds. Point Briarcliff. So an attack error that time by Horstman. And the Chargers lead 3-1 in set number 3. Serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back right side. Walthersdorf blocked at the net. Saved by Nelson. Bausma will send it over. Free ball. Controlled by Briarcliff. Here they come. Quick attack. And a kill for Brooke McGuire. McGuire with her 6th kill. McGuire with her 6th kill. And the Door College defenders trail 4-1. Chargers with service. Taken by Bausman, gets it to Gaysink. Gaysink shoots it outside Horstman. Horstman around the block and the kill. Horstman with the kill, and Jenna Horstman has her 8th this evening. Serving for the defenders will be Gaysink. Gaysink serve, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack, set goes right side, swing, dug by Gaysink, gets it over to Keel. Keel comes back over to Horstman. Horstman off the swing, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Set goes outside, and a block put up by Keel and Walthersdorf. Point, North College. So Keel and Walt with the kill, with the block for the point. Gaysink now has service. Gaysink short serve controlled by Briarcliff. Attack out of the middle. And a Gaysink got the dig initially. Brooke McGuire puts away the overpass. Or the the over. North College trails 5-3. 5-3 our score. Serving for the Chargers is Lauren Rossi. Taken by Horstman. Gets it to Gaysink. To her knees to get the set. Walthersdorf pushes it over twice. Briarcliff attacking. And a kill from the left side by Jenny Semprini. Semprini with the kill. And the Door College defenders trail 6-3. 6-3 our score. Crossman unable to get a clean pass. And an ace serve for Lauren Rossi. And Rossi gives Briarcliff a 7-3 lead. 7-3 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College will use their first timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. North College will have to use a substitute. This will be Michaela Elger, as Megan Krausman was getting that ankle attended to. Pushed over by Gasing. Gasing helps it over. North College trails. It's 13-7. Gasing gets credit for the kill. That's her third. And the North College defenders trail by six. Serving is Siri Nelson. Nelson serve controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking, and a kill out of the middle for Briarcliff and Brian Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer with 11 kills. Monica Boding has service for the Chargers. And Boding service taken by Nelson, controlled by Gasing. Gasing got the setup to Flown. Nothing there for North College. Here's Waltersdorf off the busted play, unable to do much with it. Now a joust. Nelson lays out for it, keeps it in play. Bausma gets it over to Brookice. Brookice sends it over free ball. Here comes Briarcliff. Set middle, Nogelmeyer with swing. Dug by Nelson. Controlled. Here's the set. Left side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a tip. Controlled by the Chargers. Chargers off speed. Saved by Nelson. Gets it back over to Flown. Flown tips it over. Controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff attacking up high hands. Brookice gets it over to Gasing. Throws it back. Slide. Right side. Flown. Flown kill. Lindsey Flown with the kill. For Lindsey Flown, that's number five. And the North College defenders scramble for a point. They trail 14-8. North College has service. This is Hahn, controlled by the Chargers. Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer with a swing. Hahn trying to lay out court. She's unable to get to it. Point Briarcliff. Another kill out of the middle for Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer with 12 unofficially. Serving for the Chargers is Amy Frank. Frank served, taken by Nelson, controlled, gets it over to Brookice. Brookice, the tip by Horseman, unable to put it away, though. Here comes Briarcliff, pushed over the net by Semprini, saved by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing, slide right side, Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf with a swing, and Briarcliff is unable to do anything with it. Waltersdorf with a kill, she's got eight unofficially, and the North College defenders trail 15-9. North College down six. They've trailed by as many as seven. Serving is Gasing, controlled by Briarcliff. The attack, set right side, and unable to get a clean swing was Brooke McGuire. Point North College, and that's the first time North College has scored back-to-back points since it was 4-3. 15-10, North College down five. Serving is Gasing. Down the line, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack, set right side, through the block. Controlled by Krausman, gets it back over to Waltersdorf, passed over the net, free ball. Controlled by the Chargers, set goes to the middle, saved by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with the set, back over to Keel. Keel with a swing, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack, set outside Semprini. Semprini with a swing, dug by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the kill. Waltersdorf with the kill from the left side. She's got nine kills. And the North College defenders have cut the lead down to 15-11, and Briarcliff wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
God.
Today's broadcast of North College Athletics made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. North College trailing 15-11, staging a comeback, though, here in set number three. Briarcliff out of the timeout, up high hands. Saved by Brookice, scattered over to Horseman. Horseman tools it off the block for the kill, and credit Brookice with keeping that ball alive. Horseman registers the kill, but that all started with a diving save by Brookice to keep it in play. Serving is Gasing. Gasing, low hard serve, controlled by the Chargers. Set goes to the middle, dug by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside Horseman, the hot hand off of the block, kill. Keep going to her, 11 kills for Jenna Horseman. North College trails 15-13. Again, the sequence. Brookice with the save. Got it over to Gasing. Gasing threw it outside and high to Horseman, and Horseman put it away. Serve controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Dug by Gasing. Kept it alive. North College scrambling. Pushed over the net by Gasing. Back line. Frank to Frank to the middle. And a kill out of the middle for Brooke McGuire. Well, North College fighting back to make it interesting. They trail 16-13. Now you need side out. Serving for the Chargers will be Lauren Rossi. Rossi serve on the way. Serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back over to Horstman. Might have got away with a double. Here comes Briarcliff. Briarcliff attacking. Dug by Brookice. Gets it over to Giesink. Slide right side. Keel. Keel with a swing. Briarcliff scrambling. They keep it in play. And then a collision. Dort College with the kill for Keel. Elizabeth Keel with the kill. our score. Keel with the kill. Serve to the sideline, controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking. Semprini blocked at the net point, Dort College. Dort College down. A block put up that time by Horstman. Here's the serve by Walterstorff. Controlled by the Chargers. Set goes to the middle. Covered by Walterstorff. Got her over to Giesink. Back over to Keel. Keel off high hands. Schaust. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Semprini through the block and the kill. Semprini, her second kill. Dort College trails by a deuce. 17-15. Controlled service on the way for Semprini. Controlled by Brookice. Got it over to Giesink. Comes back middle. Keel around the block. And it's off of the block. Kill for Keel. Keel with the kill. Dort College down a point. Short serve. Overpass. Krausman tries to put it away. Unable to do so. Here comes Briarcliff. Boating down the line. Saved by Giesink. Got it over to Walterstorff. Throws it up high. And a joust at the net, one out by Briarcliff. In the middle that time is McGuire. Ugly play that time. Dort College usually wins out on those type of points. McGuire with service. Taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back to the middle. Keel unblocked. Kill. Elizabeth Keel with her fifth kill. Serving for the defenders will be Bausma. Bausma with service. Dort College trailing 18-17. Bausma, low hard serve controlled by the Chargers. Set goes outside. Boating hits it long and out of bounds, and we're tied up 18-all. Boating with the attack error. And we have our first tie of the set. 18-18, our score. Serving is Bausma. Bausma serve, dies over the net, kit and an ace. Bausma with the ace, and suddenly Dort College in the driver's seat. Jocelyn Bausma with her first ace, the second of the night. Dort College leads 19-18 in set number three. Dort College going for the sweep. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Serving is Bausma. Defenders lead 19-18. Bausma's short serve controlled by the Chargers. Set goes outside. Boating around the block. Controlled by Brookice. Scattered over to Giesink. Outside Krausman. Krausman through the block. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Set back over to Boating. Boating blocked at the net. Here comes Briarcliff. Set right side. Nogelmeyer off of the block and the kill. Nogelmeyer knocks it up at 19-19. For Nogelmeyer unofficially, that's 13 kills. Tied up 19-all, serving for the Chargers is Aaron Frank. Frank, serve, short, controlled by Brookice, bump set by Giesink, Walterstorff for the attack from behind the spike line, hit along and out of bounds. Dort College didn't have many options there. Walterstorff called for the attack error, or hits the attack error, I should say. Briarcliff is back in front 20-19, trying to withstand the push by Dort College. Briarcliff serve, taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing, slide right side, flown down the line, kill. Tied up 20-20. Lindsay Flown with six kills. She's got six for the night. We're tied up at 20, our third tie of the set. Siri Nelson with serve to the sideline and hits it wide and out of bounds. Service error by Nelson. So Nelson makes it 21-20. And Boating serve taken by Bausma. Slide right side to Flown. Flown on the attack. She gets blocked by Semprini. Point Briarcliff, and Briarcliff leads at 22-20. Serve taken by Nelson. Here's the set over to Flown. Flown unable to put it away. And a kill. Briarcliff unable to scramble to it. Flown gets the kill. She's got seven unofficially. Dort College back to within one at 22-21. 22-21, serving is Selene Hahn down the line, controlled by the Chargers. They'll attack, set, middle, kill for Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer having a pretty good day. She's got 14. Nogelmeyer registers the kill. 23-21 our score. Serving for the Chargers is Frank. Taken by Nelson, gets it over to Gasink. Gasink to Horseman. Horseman unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College. Gasink with a dump and the kill. Gasink with the kill. Cuts it down to 23-22. So Dort College still within striking distance. Both teams have used up both of their timeouts. Gasink serve, controlled by Briarcliff. Nogelmeyer blocked at the net. They scramble. No. Point Dort College on the block, put up by Walterstorff. So Walterstorff ties it up at 23-all. 23-23 our score. Serving is Gasing. Gasing serve, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack to the back line. Boating. Boating hits it long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. And Boating with the attack error. And suddenly Dort College serving for an unlikely set and match point. Serving for the defenders will be Gasing. Gasing, low hard serve, taken by the Chargers. They scramble and pushed over the net by Semprini. Free ball, Dort College. Gasing throws it to Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net. Brookice back over to Gasing. Gasing, Walterstorff blocked at the net, covered by Brookice. Comes back right side. Keel off high hands, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. This is Semprini. Semprini with a kill. Semprini with the kill ties it up at 24-all. Semprini registers the kill. Serving for the Chargers now is Lauren Rossi. Dort College ahead 2-0. Krausman, Gasing. Gasing outside Horseman. Horseman hits the antenna point Briarcliff. An attack error by Horseman, and now Briarcliff serving for set point and trying to force set number four. Serving for the Chargers again is Rossi. Serve by to Krausman, gets it to Gasing, comes back, slide, Walterstorff off the block, controlled by Briarcliff, Chargers attack. Here's Semprini, power tip, saved by Brookice, scattered over to Gasing, comes back over to Horseman, Horseman off the block, saved by Semprini, and a kill for Frank. Aaron Frank puts it away, and we're headed to set number four. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Briarcliff takes set number three by a final score of 26-24. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Briarcliff holds Dort College off in set number three. Dort College actually was serving for the set and the match at 24-23, unable to close it out. In set number three, Dort College at 279, Briarcliff 244. Dort College 44 kills tonight, Briarcliff 46. Briarcliff 18 errors, Dort College 9. 41 digs for the defenders, 33 for the Chargers. Dort College hitting 350 for the match, Briarcliff 246. Dort College led by Jenna Horstman's 12 kills. Briar Cliff topped by Brianna Nogelmeyer with 14. 42 assists for Aaron Frank, 38 for Kayla Gasing, 13 digs for Kayla Brookice, 15 digs for Amy Frank. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Jump serve taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes outside to Waltersdorf, blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Last touch by Briar Cliff. It'll be a point for Dort College. Dort College leads 1-0. So Dort College leads 1-0. Waltersdorf registers the kill, and for Walt, that's her 10th, according to my count. Set goes right side through the block, dug by Nelson. Got it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Horseman, covered on the block. Hahn gets it over to Gasing. Gasing dumps it over. Barco pushes it right back. Dort College attacking. Now Horseman unable to put it down. Frank sets left side over to Boating. Boating with a kill. Boating with the kill. Monica Boating with her 7th kill, according to my count. See how close that is to the official numbers. Well, they had her with 7 through set number 3, so she's got 8 now. Blocked at the net was Waltersdorf. Dort College recovers. 3 attack, and down the line is Horseman. Horseman with the kill. The line judge was shielded on the play, could not see it through the official stand and through the player down the line. And the R1, Todd Karolchek, makes the call. Nearly an ace. Briar Cliff scrambling to it, pushed over the net. Saved by the Chargers. Now Dort College scrambling. And a kill off high hands. Registering the kill is Jenna Berg. 2-2 our score. Berg makes it 2-2. Serving for Briar Cliff is Amy Frank. Frank served, taken by Krausman. Gasink has to chase it. Down ball by Waltersdorf. Here comes Briar Cliff. Frank goes to Nogelmeyer, dug by Brookice. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman off the block, controlled by Briar Cliff. Sets Semprini off of the block, saved by Krausman. Gets it to Gasink. Gasink and Gasink and Waltersdorf miss time on the attack. And 4 contacts called on the defenders. Ball handling error on the defenders. Briar Cliff now has service. This is Frank. Briar Cliff trying to force set number 5. Short serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net. And now Dort College has to try and throw it over. And it's outside the antenna. Point Briar Cliff. Briar Cliff gets a point off of the block. Briar Cliff has service. This is Amy Frank. Frank serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back middle. Waltersdorf kill. Waltersdorf with another kill. She's got 11. And the defenders trail 4-3. 4-3 our score. Serving is Waltersdorf. Briarcliff attacks. Set right side over the block. Controlled by the defenders. Keel helps it over, and Keel gets the kill on the busted play. Elizabeth Keel with her 6th kill. We're tied up 4-4. Tie number 3 of set number 4. Dort College leads in the match 2-1. Serve controlled by Briar Cliff. Set goes outside. And that's Semprini with a kill. Semprini with her 4th kill. And the defenders trail 5-4. Checking out of the match is Jenna Berg. Briar Cliff has service. Rossi controlled by the defenders. Gasing throws it outside to Krausman. Krausman rolls shot off speed. Briar Cliff was able to dig it. Now the attack out of the middle. Here come the Chargers and Frank. Frank has the kill. Her 2nd dump shot of the night. Aaron Frank with her dump shot. 6-4. Dort College is down by 2. Rossi has service, taken by Krausman, gets it to Gasink, attack out of the middle, and there was touch at the net. Keel with the kill. 7 kills for Keel. Short serve controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking, set goes to the middle, dug by Dort College and Brookice. Gasink throws it back over to Keel. Keel down there with the block and with the tip and the kill, I should see, and Keel has 3 straight kills. 6-6 our score. Dort College and Briarcliff tied up. Set number four, serving for the defenders is Brookice. Taken by Frank, gets it over to Frank. Set left side, Semprini over the block. Saved by Brookice, gets it over to Gaysing. Comes back to Walthersdorf from behind the spike line. Overpass, Sloan puts it down. Sloan with the kill. She's got eight unofficially. Dort College leads 7-6. Briarcliff, serve received by Rossi. Frank goes over to Mo McGuire. McGuire with a kill. She's got 11. So McGuire tools it off of the block on the right side for the kill. We're tied up 7-all. Serving for the Chargers is Semprini. Taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Slide. Flown with a swing. Now an overpass. Andor College scrambled to it after it was pushed back over by the Chargers. They send it over. Free ball. Pushed over the net and a kill for the Briarcliff Chargers. Getting the kill out of the middle is Brooke McGuire, I believe. She's got 12. McGuire with another kill. Briarcliff leads it 8-7. Serving for the Chargers will be Jenny Semprini. Semprini serve taken by the defenders. They scramble. Gaysing gets it over to Krausman. Krausman off speed, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking over the block, saved by Dort College. Defenders attack again. Krausman off high hands. Briarcliff scrambling, unable to get to it. Krausman with a kill. Krausman with her fourth kill ties it up at 8-8. Krausman knots it up at 8 apiece. Serving for the defenders is Bausma. Bausma serve taken by Rossi. Briarcliff left side, boating. Off the block, Dort College able to dig it up. Pushed over the net by Flohn, saved by Briarcliff. They'll scramble again, boating. Boating blocked at the net, saved by Semprini. Frank back over to boating. Boating against the single block, gets it around it, but Brookice is there to dig it up. Here's Krausman. Krausman with a swing. Briarcliff scrambling. Boating again, well off of the net this time. Brookice there to dig it up, saved, pushed over the net by Gaysink. Now pushed up and over, Dort College scrambles to it. Slide, right side, Flohn. Flohn with a swing, dug by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Saved by Flohn, gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it outside, Krausman. Krausman with a tip, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack, set left side, boating, dug by Dort College and Brookice. Gaysink comes back to the middle, Flohn with a swing, covered by Briarcliff. Briarcliff blocked at the net, saved by Frank, set left side, boating. Boating hits it long and out of bounds, point Dort College. That was an mouthful. Boating with the attack error. Hitting it long and out of bounds, and the defenders lead it 9-8 on the marathon point. I look over at my stat crew, and they're not rattled by it. They got it all, they say. Briarcliff on the attack. Set goes right side. Brookice gets to it. Gaysink with the one-handed tip. Gets it over to Sloan. Somebody was in the net. And they say somebody was in the net, and that was Krausman, evidently. The signal a little hard to decipher from our R2. So a blocking error on the defenders. Gaysing comes back over to Flohn. Flohn blocked at the net. Point Briarcliff. So Briarcliff leads at 10-9. Serving for the Chargers will be Brooke McGuire. McGuire served, taken by Brookice. Brookice had an overpass. Boating tried to push it back, and Gaysink was quick enough to get up and block it back. Gaysink gets credit for the kill. 10-10, our score, set number four. Briarcliff trying to force set number five. Dort College trying to close it in four. Set goes outside to Boating. Boating's attack hits the antenna, point Dort College. So Boating with the attack error, and the defenders lead 11-10. Both teams starting to show the signs of a little bit of fatigue here. Briarcliff attacks. Frank throws it over to Boating. Boating through the block. That block was late in arriving, and Boating took advantage of it. Ties it up 11-11. So Boating gets the kill. Monica Boating with her ninth unofficially. Serving for Briarcliff will be Aaron Frank. Frank with serve. Taken by Bausma, gets it to Gasink. Outside it comes. Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a swing up into the rafters, and nobody's able to get it. Point North College. Walterstorff with the kill. She's got 12. And the Briarcliff Chargers will receive the serve from Selene Hahn. Hahn serve floater, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer out of the middle for the kill. Unofficially 15 for Nogelmeyer. We're tied up at 12-12. 12-12 our score, set number four. Serving for the Chargers is Boating. Boating serve is long and out of bounds. Point North College. So the service error by the Chargers through set number three, they had seven service errors to go along with 18 attack errors. That's 25 free points for the defenders through three sets. North College pushed it over. That was Semprini off the attack. She got it back over. Now Gasink with the dig, gets it over to Walterstorff. Bump set, Keel. Keel with a swing, and she's blocked at the net. Point Briarcliff, we're tied up 13-all. 13-13 our score. By comparison, North College through three sets had given away 13 free points. North College leads in the match, two sets to one. Gasink throws it outside to Horseman. Horseman with a heavy ball, unable to put it away. Briarcliff scrambles to it. They send it over. North College on the attack now. Here's Keel with the off speed. And they say the ball never made it over the net. And Walterstorff is called for the attack error. So an attack error by Walterstorff. Point Briarcliff. Briarcliff's service taken by North College, and Horseman tools it off of the block for the kill. We're tied up 14-all. Walterstorff with the kill. She's got 13. And we're tied up at 14-14. Set number four. Served by Walterstorff, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Semprini with a swing. Now a joust at the net. And Keel wins it. Elizabeth Keel able to redirect it just enough, and the North College defenders score back-to-back points, answering the back-to-back run by the Chargers. Served by North College. Semprini gets it over to her setter, Frank. Frank gets it right side to Berg. Berg with the kill. 15-15. Tie number 13 already of set number four. Walterstorff, Krausman scrambles to it. Set goes left side, Semprini, off speed, pancake, no. Brookice, I thought she had the pancake, she did not, and Semprini will get credit for the kill. Semprini with another kill, and Jenny Semprini, inserted into the lineup in set number three, has helped Briarcliff win set three. And are in the lead here in set four, 16-15. Keel with a swing, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Off speed by Brooke McGuire, unable to put it down. She gets blocked. We're tied up 16-16. A block by Liz Keel. Elizabeth Keel, that is. And we're knotted up at 16-all. Briarcliff attacking. Set goes right side. And the attack for McGuire. McGuire with 14. 17-16. Briarcliff in front. This one just feels like it might go five. Let's see if North College can answer the threat by the Chargers. Semprini with service. Low hard serve taken by Walterstorff. Got it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman roll shot. Here comes Briarcliff. Frank throws it outside Boating. Boating with a swing. Now a joust at the net. Saved by Briarcliff. Again Boating. Boating power tip. Dug by Gasing. Got it over to Flown. Comes back over to Keel. Keel roll shot. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Dug by Gasing. Flown helps it over, and Flown with a kill. Flown with the kill. She's got nine, and the North College defenders tied up at 17-all. Tie number 15 of set number four. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, jump serve, taken by the Chargers. Briarcliff attacks, set left side, Boating. Boating off high hand, saved by Walterstorff. Got it over to Gasing. She shoots it over to Krausman. Krausman with the kill. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Krausman with her fifth kill. And Outdoor College is serving with a one-point lead. Jocelyn Bausma to serve. Bausma's jump serve controlled by Briarcliff, helped over by Frank. Now a joust at the net, and it's saved by Bausma. Pushed over the net by Walterstorff. Here comes Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Set goes right side. Saved by Brookice. Got it over to Gaysink. Comes back to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a swing. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers shoot it outside. Boating. Boating blocked at the net. Point North College. The block put up on Boating, and this is the first two-point difference we have had since it was 6-4. Dort College leads 19-17. Timeout, Briarcliff. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
Every school.
Dort College leads 19-17 here in set number four. Dort College has service. This is Jocelyn Bausma, the senior from Sheldon, serving. Dort College leading 2-1. Bausma serve, taken by Semprini. Frank sets right side, and a kill by Brooke McGuire. Well, Briarcliff succeeds in forcing a side out after the timeout. Stops the run of 3 points in a row by the defenders. Brookice gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink gets it to Flohn. Flohn with a kill. She's got 10. Flohn with the kill. Dort College leads at 20-18. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. Nelson, short serve, taken by the Chargers. Chargers attack, right side, Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer hits it long and out of bounds. 21-18. Nogelmeyer with the attack error. Briarcliff has one timeout remaining. Dort College leading 21-18. Serve controlled by Briarcliff. Set outside, Boating. Boating through the block. Saved by Gaysink. Kept it alive. Flohn pushes it over. Here comes Briarcliff, though. Frank with a kill. Dort College saw it coming. They saw it developing, but were unable to get the block up. Frank with her third kill tonight, according to my count. Dort College leads 21-19. Serving for the Chargers will be the setter now, Erin Frank. So she is no longer live. Erin Frank, serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink dumps it over in the kill. Kayla Gaysink with her fifth kill. 22-19. Dort College in front by three. Serving for the defenders will be Hahn. Selene Hahn with service. Low hard serve controlled by the Chargers. Set goes to the middle. Nogelmeyer. Block. Dort College sets right side. Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the kill. 23-19. Briarcliff is going to call a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor, charge to Briarcliff. Back with more after this. Well, let's leave it right here, make sure we don't miss anything. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gaysink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Served to the sideline by Dort College, and Selene Hahn is wide and out of bounds. Point, Briarcliff. So Briarcliff trails 23-20 after the service error by Hahn. Dort College leads 2-1 by virtue of wins in sets 1 and 2, 25-22 and 25-20. Briarcliff won set 3, 26-24 after Dort College had a serve for the match. Comes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the kill. Brooke Walterstorff with 15 kills. And the Dort College defenders set for serve reception. I beg your pardon, Briarcliff set for serve reception. Controlled by the Chargers. They'll attack middle. Nogelmeyer dug by Krausman. Got it over to Gaysink. Kept it out of the net. Gets it over to Keel. Unable to put it away. Briarcliff attacking. Set left side. Semprini. Dug by Brookice. Got it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Punches it over the net. Briarcliff attacks. Set right side. Berg. Unable to put it away. Dort College will attack. Free ball. Pushed over the net by Keel. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers, Nogelmeyer, saved by Brookeis. Got it over to Gasing. Gasing high outside to Horstman, unable to put it down. Gasing again goes to Horstman, feeds her again, and Horstman with the kill. It was blocked momentarily, and Jenna Horstman puts it away. She's got 13, and the Dort College defenders win set 4, 25-20 to win the match, 25-22, 25-20, 24-26, and 25-20. Dort College improves to 18-5 overall, 9-3 in the conference. Briarcliff slips to 5-7 and 16-11. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of tonight's volleyball match in the Wireless World postgame wrap. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Here is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College wins 25-22, 25-20, 24-26, and 25-20. Dort College hit 347 for the match. Briarcliff 221, Dort College 69 digs, Briarcliff 53. Dort College 5, Briarcliff 5 blocks, Dort College 9 blocks. Dort College was led in kills by Jenna Horstman with 15 kills against 2 errors and 33 swings. Brooke Walterstor 14 kills, 6 errors, 39 swings. 11 kills for Lindsay Flohn, 10 for Elizabeth Keel, 7 for Megan Krausman, 6 for Kayla Gasing. Gasing 53 assists. 28 digs for Kayla Brookeis, 12 for Kayla Gasing. 3 solo blocks for Elizabeth Keel, 2 a block assist. Lindsay Flohn, a pair of block assists as well. Briarcliff was led by Brianna Nogelmeyer with 16 kills, 23 swings. She had 2 errors. Brooke McGuire, 13 kills, 3 errors, 32 swings. Monica Boating, 9 kills, 11 errors, 49 total attacks. Aaron Frank, 53 assists. Amy Frank, 25 digs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. Back with more right after this. Well, Jessica Gasing drew the short straw, evidently. She is the one who comes out of the locker room and needs to talk with me, and I am trying to get things untangled, so we give her enough leash. And I think that will do it. There you go, Jessica. And Coach Chad Hansen used up his voice entirely during the match. Jessica, assistant volleyball coach, Dort College defenders. So we'll try to make this as painless as possible. Sets 1 and 2, your team, defenders battled, but it felt like you were probably in control most of the way. Sets 1 and 2, what was your team doing well early on in this match tonight?
I think early on we started off serving strong, digging great, and getting some good hitting attempts. The first game we didn't make any hitting errors, I believe, so we kept it on them, but didn't make a whole lot of mistakes ourselves, which helped us a lot.
Set number 3, Briarcliff came out quickly, got up by I believe 7 at one point on you, 13-6. A little let up 2-0, just not as sharp. Can you put your finger on what happened in set number 3 early on?
Yeah, you know what? It seemed like they kept going to they went to their middles a little bit more. Started running some quicker slides and some quick ones, and we had a tough time stopping them. So yeah, we were on our heels and just needed to regain some momentum there.
To the women's credit, they made a comeback, tied it up at 18, tied it up at 19, and it was tied again at 20, and actually serving for the set and the matchup 24-23. Just couldn't quite get that point, though, to close it out in 3, and Briarcliff showed some character at the end in set number 3. Set number 4, even throughout. It took a long time for anyone to get a lead larger than 2. It happened early at 4-2, and then finally again at 19-17. When you're on the bench, do you sense the momentum shifting when something like that happens?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we got some great kills. And they started making a couple errors, and we just, kept rolling with it. So,
you end up going to Jenna Horstman down the stretch, and she got some kills for you at the end. You're a former setter. What's going through the mind when you've got a hot hitter and you maybe go away from her? Do you need to be reminded once in a while who's got the hot hand, or do you come to that sense on your own?
You know, Kayla's a really smart girl, and I think she can kind of feel throughout the game, you know, who's getting the kills for us and in what situation she needs to go to them. So, I mean, we do remind her, but she's a smart girl and can understand that.
Well, I will let you go, Jessica, Coach Gasink, I guess. And if you want to send somebody else over, that will be fine. Otherwise, we'll close it down for the evening. And
sounds good.
I don't see our next victim.
Yeah, I think Brooke was going to come over here.
We'll get her next time. All right, that's Jessica Gasink. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Oh, there she is. We'll hang on for just a moment, and we'll get Brooke Walthersdorf's closing the match comments from Brooke. And go ahead and have a seat, Brooke Walthersdorf. Brooke, good win for your team this evening. A bounce-back win for your team after a disappointing performance at Hastings. How critical is this? What was Monday like in practice as you prepared for Briarcliff? Did you dwell much on Hastings, or was your team able to move beyond that Hastings match on Saturday pretty quickly?
I think we were able to move on pretty quick. And, of course, we got to keep looking forward, you know, take one game at a time. And we can't dwell on the past because the past is the past.
Against Briarcliff this evening, what are you keying on with Briarcliff in terms of their attack? Who are the players that you need to watch for them?
We had to watch number 7, who was their outside, and number 22, which was their other outside, and 22 was their middle.
22 was the middle,
27
yep.
was their other outside,
yep.
And those were the key players.
How conscious are you of where those players are? We talk about keying on them when you're defensively aligning yourself, because one of your strengths is your ability to get up quickly at the net and get some blocks up. How conscious are you of where those players are on each point?
Very, I would say. I kind of like go more towards them, which I shouldn't, but it just happens sometimes.
Set number 3, you had a chance to close it out. Briarcliff shows some character. They win set number 3. You get into set number 4, and it's a back-and-forth match, or back-and-forth set. I would imagine it's enjoyable to play in that kind of set, though, where the points are going back and forth and the tension is running high. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah. I mean, I like playing against good teams, and when you're doing good and other teams doing good, it's just really fun.
How's the freshman year gone for you? How's the transition from high school volleyball to college volleyball?
I would say it's going pretty good. I mean, I enjoy it.
Well, that's good that you enjoy it. And big couple weeks remaining, 4 matches remaining. High school, you're gearing up for tournaments right about now.
Yeah.
Instead, here you've got two more weeks of the regular season left.
Yeah, it's crazy how much longer college is than high school.
Brooke, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by for your post-game comments.
Thank you.
That's Brooke Walthersdorf, freshman, Dort College volleyball player, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Once again, Dort College wins in 4. Final set scores, 25-22, 25-20, 24-26, and 25-20. That's the Wireless World post-game wrap. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.